Welcome back, my guest, Deputy Chief CAR Economist Oscar Way of the California Association of Realtors. And I wanted to follow up on something you said about home prices. I know overall in California, you had sent me some data saying that sales activity continued to be soft in quarter one. And so that's California overall. And I want to ask you what you see happening for quarter two and the rest of second half of 2026. But I want to say in Santa Barbara, the number of sales year to date compared to last year, about the same, but we have a lot more pending listings. So I'm thinking we might even do better in the number of sales. The median price, comparing the last 6 months of 2025 to the first 3 months of 2026, is very almost the same. But the year-to-date median price compared to last year is much lower because we saw many fewer sales year-to-date in Montecito. And so that, you know, last year it was off the charts with high-end sales that brought the overall median price lower. But still, year to date, last time I checked a couple of weeks ago, the median price without Hope Ranch Montecito was maybe $2 million, and last year it was $2.2 million. So, you know, but still the sales, I would say, is not soft in quarter one as you see that in California overall. And so what do you forecast for the rest of the
so
year?
So it's you know, I'm glad that you brought that up. So, you know, of course, different areas could see, you know, different fluctuations, and some areas could see a higher growth rate in terms of sales in the first quarter. Maybe, you know, second quarter could sustain, and that if that's the case for Santa Barbara, that's great. For the year as a whole, for the state, we do expect, as I mentioned a little earlier, second half of the year to see a little bit more improvement. Now, of course, that's under the assumption that we probably will end the war maybe in the next couple weeks or so. And we are already seeing signs that there are negotiations going on right now. And hopefully, you know, those negotiations will continue and something will be worked out. But even with, you know, the negotiations, you know, with the war ended, as I mentioned, inflation will continue to stay at a higher level than we previously predicted, which means interest rates could actually stay a little higher for a little longer. And so but here's the thing, you know, buyers, as I mentioned, you know, once they realize that things are actually going to settle down, they have a benchmark on where rates are, they'll probably start coming in. Remember, a lot of buyers may actually refinance later. So they may actually end up, you know, buying and locking with the rate now and then maybe adjust it later. So I think that actually could, you know, that certainty that we are seeing, you know, if we see some certainty in the geopolitical arena, then we'll probably will see a bit more activities in the second half of the year. And if that's the case, we still believe that, you know, we're not going to see a negative, which means a decline in sales activity this year for the state. In fact, we might actually see maybe a 1% increase or so. But again, it depends on when the war is going to end. But I do believe that, you know, when you look at buyers, when you look at sellers, they are willing to, you know, negotiate. They want to get something done. And because the economy, as I mentioned, is going to remain positive, even though it's not growing as fast, I think we won't have, you know, we might have some slowdown in economic growth, but not, you know, a pullback significantly. So if that is the case, then we should be able to see positive growth this year for sales. Now, as for price, now that's the one that I'm glad that you brought up. You know, you mentioned about, you know, the price in Santa Barbara being a little flat on a year-to-date basis. Here's the thing that I always, you know, want to remind people, you know, when we look at the statewide median price or any median price at the regional level, it also comes down to not just whether there are real price growth in individual housing units, but also the change in the mix of sales. If we have fewer higher end homes being sold, and we have more affordable units being sold, usually that median might have shifted a little lower. So it really depends on which area and which price segments are actually doing better. Now, last year, it is po very possible that because of the stock market doing very, very well, high-end segments could be doing a bit better. And so there might be a slowdown this year because of some fluctuation in the stock market. And that could affect the statewide median. But at the same time, that also could mean we still have quite a bit of sales activities, maybe in the low end. So it might artificially look like, okay, well, things are actually flat, or maybe actually even a decline a little bit. But keep in mind also, as I mentioned, buyers and sellers are also willing to negotiate a little bit. So as far as the upward pressure on price, it may not be as high as before. So we expect probably still an improvement in price this year, but maybe by only a 1 or 2% this year rather than the 3 or 4% that we anticipated earlier.
Okay, so there was that forecast. My guest, Deputy Chief Sierra Economist Oscar Wei, it must be difficult to look. I mean, there's so many different markets in California. Do you always look at it in total, or do you do any, I wonder if the word is bifurcation. Is that the word to use?
Yeah, we do. I use that word, quite often. And I was writing something. I was actually putting together a write-up, and then I use that word. And actually, I think in maybe a radio interview, I use that word too. And my wife overheard it and was like, "Wow, I'm impressed. You use the word bifurcation, in your market." I was like, "Okay, well, I use that every now and then. Maybe I use that in writing, but I don't do that." On a daily basis, on just casual discussions, but it's true. Different markets have different movements and price in terms of sales activity. When you look at the Bay Area versus Santa Barbara versus Southern California, it's a little different. So we have to look at things at different levels, and then try to combine everything and put it into a big picture.
Right. And well, I would say it's the first time in 28 years on the radio that I used the word bifurcation. I hope no one thinks we're talking about something dirty. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. My guest, Deputy Chief Sierra Economist Oscar Wei. You mentioned the stock market a few times, and I always wonder about economists like you. Are you a day trader? Are you making money in the stock market?
No, I'm not a day trader because, well, for one thing, I've been busy with all these, housing market movement, interest rate movement. Probably can't do day trading because, I have to focus on other part of the job. But I do, of course, take a look at the stock market on a regular basis, just to keep track of what's going to happen with, the economy as well as the interest rate environment. I am an investor myself, so I put money in. But I put money in the stock market for as a sort of a long-term investors rather than a day trader or a short-term investor.
Right. I just bought some stock. I think the ticker is DX. I don't want to move my computer around to try and find it right now, but it seemed to be at a low, a 1 year low due to the war, and it's actually my buddy that was talking about it and touted me onto it. So we bought some, I was expecting a big bump up when they announced the ceasefire. Saw a little bump up, but then it came back down. So I'm gambling a little bit, not a ton of money, but I'm gambling. Oscar Wei, senior deputy chief economist with CAR. Lastly, talking about sales and inflation, and boy, my homeowner's insurance
I
price
know.
has really gone up over the years, as my car insurance. What do you see, how the homeowners insurance might affect the housing market for 2026?
Yeah, I'm glad that you brought that up, Mark. Insurance premium, or homeowners insurance premium, I would have to say, is probably the more certain part of what actually would happen in 2026. And the certain part is it's probably will go up. And when we look at some of the predictions based on what some of the insurance company put out, they suggest that this year it's going to, at a national level, suggest that the homeowners insurance premium will increase by about 8% this year, and then another 8% in 2027. But that's only at the national level. When you look at the state level, the number actually is a little bit higher. For California, state of California, will probably be up based on that prediction about 16%. Now, I personally think it's going to be a little bit less than that. I think it's going to be somewhere closer to maybe about 11 to 12%. And the reason why that is the case is, first, we have already heard from some of the big insurance company like State Farm, like Farmers. They have already request the department the, an increase in premium for from the Department of Insurance, and that number actually have been kept at a low level, not 16 or 15%. They cap it maybe by about 9%, 10% or so. But immediately, some of these insurance companies have already asked for additional increase, but that probably won't be approved until either later this year or maybe next year. So I think it is going to increase by closer to double digit, maybe even a little bit above double digits for insurance premium. Now, having said that, of course, some areas are going to have a slightly higher increase, some areas are going to have a lower increase, maybe even a decrease. But many of the buyers, many of the people who are shopping for a home right now, they may not necessarily anticipate, an increase in premium on insurance, and so they may not have accounted for that being, a barrier to becoming a homeowner. So I think many of the professional in real estate, they need to probably keep the buyers informed about what's going to happen, and that just add a little bit more affordability concerns to some of the home buyers.
Very good, very good. Oscar Wei, Deputy Chief CAR Economist, my guest. A friend of mine had her insurance canceled. They drove by and they saw moss on the roof. And she contacted them and I spoke to a roofer. It's a slate roof. Moss has no impact on the roof. And she was so annoyed. I don't even think she's going to fight them. She's thinking about just getting liability insurance, the house is paid for, just not even getting insurance in case it burns down. What are the odds? It'll burn down, but that's rolling the dice. I don't think I'd be tempted to do it, but I don't know if I go that far. All right, Oscar Wei, always great to talk to you. Deputy Chief CAR Economist Oscar Wei. Next time I expect some solid stock tips from you.
I hope I can give you that too. Yes. But it's always great to be on your show, and definitely let me know if you need some insights about the housing market, maybe even tips on stock. I'll be willing to talk offline on
That sounds great. All
that.
right. Thanks a million. Great talking to you, Oscar. Appreciate your time. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. Stay tuned for the weekly multiple listing sales update.